Okay, so now Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. We're going to continue on here with other animals here, regular with normal for animals. We're going to go with the kelev and the gedi, the dog and the goat. Dogs and goats jump. That's what they do. So hakelev gedi. If I have on my roof without proper, on the rooftop, I leave my dog or my goat, and down below, directly below, is your backyard. Shekafts marosha gog. They jump off of my roof. And they jump into your backyard. V'shibru as a kelim. They smash, your flower pots over there. Meshalom nezek shalom. I have to pay full damages because what do you expect? Mepnei shehen mu'adim. Because dogs and goats jump. If I put them over there, they'll jump down. It's your backyard. That's regal. It's regal. Jumping is regal for a dog.
Because it's natural.
That's what dogs do. They jump around. Exactly. Regal. Exactly. Now this is interesting. This is a very interesting line of mission here. Hakelev shenatel harara. My dog runs into your backyard. You're making biscuits. Harara is a special kind of biscuit. They have all different words. Here's what this one happens to be. You've seen it before probably. It's not very yummy, but they take the flour and they put it on the coals. It cooks straight on the coals. It's a kind of food. I mean, you like it or don't like it, but that's how they cook bread in that way. Called the harara. I don't know. That's what it is.
Pizza. That's how they make pizza that way.
They put it directly on the hot coals.
Very close to it.
So that's different. This is on. But it doesn't matter. The point is, it's important here because what happened then is that those burning embers could be attached to it, and that's what happened here. What happened here when my dog snatched your biscuit and was cooking?
That had coals on it.
American biscuit. Yeah, not an English biscuit. Whatever it is. So there was a coal on it. And what happened is, it relocated itself to a more comfortable place to eat lunch onto your haystack. And there, of course, forget the biscuit is a biscuit, but the coal went and took down your haystack. So, Akelish Natal Harara, my dog went and took your little biscuit. V'halach Lagadish, and it went to the haystack. Achala Harara. Sorry, Achal HaCharara, he ate the biscuit, Vehidlik HaSagdish, and lit the whole haystack on fire. So, Allah HaCharara Mishalom Nezek Shalom, for eating the biscuit, that's shame, that's normal, you pay Nezek Shalom. Val HaGadish, and on the Gadish, he's Mishalom Chatzin Nezek. I only pay for the Chatzin Nezek, because that's like Tsuros, it's not the animal directly, it's indirect cause of the animal. So that's an example of tsroros that isn't even like a sort of stone flying out or wind of the chicken's wings. It's the...
Because it needed the ruach.
I think the cow... not only because of the wind. Just the cow... The dog relocated the fire and it caused fire by its actions. It caused the fire. It didn't eat something. It caused the fire. So that would be chatzi nezek. So the Rambam points out that there's three different things here. Just to speak it out. Just to illustrate the point, it's worth noting. The biscuit itself, like we said, is that's shame. Dog doing what dogs do. The haystack is tsuros, because that was indirect of the dog. But that's a chatzi nezek. But the actual place of hay where the biscuit was sitting, that part that also got burned, so that will actually be nezek shalom, that'll be considered regal. In other words, that's like analogous to the chicken on the plate. Like the dog needs to put it down somewhere. So wherever it put it down, that's normal. That's not an indirect damage. That's direct damage to my dog slobbering or something else. The dog putting a pot biscuit down in the haystack. That little place, the dollars and cents, it makes no difference really. But that spot, it needed for normal activities. So on that little piece, I'd be chayav nezek shalom. Is regal. It's the dollars and cents doesn't make a difference probably or not much, but the principle you understand is three different payments to be paid, just speaking out that conceptually. Okay. One more? Yeah, sure. Two more.